Good time. Tomorrow have Campbell's Tomato Soup, the soup most folks like best.
Portions of the following are transcribed.
The red light just went on.
Yeah, Dennis. I'll tell you about it later.
This is Dennis Day.
I'll tell you when to come in, Dennis.
Here's Hawthorne's Adventures, a brand new show. It's the strangest experience you'll ever know. He's straight from Hoganville. Oh, and by the way, our very special guest tonight is Dennis Day. The music that you'll hear is Ike Carpenter's band, and we have a cast of thousands to lend us a hand. So if you're feeling weary or a little forlorn, then here is our prescription. Hawthorne.
A happy Hogan Day in Scatty Boo. This is Hawthorne, and we got Ike Carpenter's band and Dennis Day in his great big studio with 325 engineers, a tuba, 18 producers, 17 sound men, and no audience. Isn't that double peachy keen? Now, I'll explain to you my Hogan twanger. This has 16 notes. Here's a bass note.
Really?
Please.
This is radio.
Yes, well, I've played it many times on the air, you see. Now, as I said, as 16...
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, I'll explain to you when to come in, huh? One, two, three, four... Now, it has a middle note here. Notice this. Strange.
Hey, can I park my train here?
Sure, go ahead. From the railroad hour. Now, I'll show you how this goes. Well, maybe I better read the manual. I don't know.
When they begin, the begin.
That was the orchestra and chorus with When They Begin, the Begin. So here's a letter from, Idaho. It says, Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me?
What's that got to do with being a mother?
Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago practically demanding that you explain all about this business that you've been
this
doing.
This is the ABC Mystery Voice.
Yes.
If you do not understand this program, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ABC, Hollywood, 28, California.
Dear Hawthorne, this is the mail. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago. This letter I started to read a minute ago.
Hello, Hawthorne.
Hello, Skippy. Dear Hawthorne, hey,
you
remember
can't.
Me?
I can't. Well, you have
to. Wait a minute. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago, practically demanding that you explain all about...
My mother laughs at all my jokes.
Yes, well, she has a sense of humor. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago, practically demanding that you explain this...
I've been to quite a few shows here in town.
Well, we're not having any auditions now. I'll explain it to you later. Right after we get off there, and then we'll audition you, and we'll listen to your voices and everything. Ike Carpenter will now play the piano. Thank you, Ike. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago practically demanding that you explain all about this business.
I hesitate to mention them all. There's so many. I have them here on the card, sir.
Well, you just leave...
If you'll just call me in for a reading sometime, sure I could be an asset to your show.
You leave your credits outside. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago practically demanding that you explain this Hogan business. Now, you read...
Well, I know... Oh, I'm looking at this card.
Yes.
I see...
What's
this? H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.
Yes, well, we put the card up so the orchestra knows which program it is. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember...
I can't spell so good.
Well, that's all right. It's H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E, see?
Dear... What is that name?
H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. Dear Hawthorne, people address their letters that way. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote...
H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E,
that's right. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you sometime...
You want the dishes now?
No, not now. Dear Hawthorne, I wrote to you some time ago. Hey, remember me?
Would you mind repeating that again, please?
Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago, practically demanding...
Would you mind repeating that, please?
Yeah. Dear Hawthorne, hey, remember me? I wrote to you some time ago, trying to get you to explain...
One more time, please.
Yeah. Well, I'll try another letter. Dear Hawthorne, I am a former Bostonian now living in Denver, but I still get lonesome for dear old Boston. I've heard about your famous sound effects man, Infallible Charlie, and how he can reproduce any sound your listeners ask for. And please tell Infallible Charlie that I love to hear once again the sound of the bubble in the clam chowder we used to eat for supper. And that's enough, Charlie. Enough bubbles, Charlie. It's enough. And the sound of the beacon on Beacon Hill. Oh, pretty. Oh, and how well I remember the sound of kids blowing bubble gum in front of the corner candy store. All right, Charlie. Not too big, Charlie. Watch it, Charlie. It's a big bubble, Charlie. Charlie. And the sound of snow falling on my roof. Heavy snow. And the nostalgic sound of grandfather shaving in the morning. Heavy beard. And my grandmother. How I'd love to hear again the sound of her opening a can of Boston baked beans. How have you been?
You want the dishes now?
No, not now. And who could ever forget the Boston Tea Party? Girls. And the wonderful sound of a traffic jam on Boston's crooked, narrow streets. Charlie, don't bring lives. Charlie, watch the sound. Charlie. And the sound of the lanterns Paul Revere hung on his famous ride. And so my thanks to you and Infallible Charlie for a sound picture of dear old Boston. Hogan Lee yours, Mrs. R.P. Scott of Denver, Colorado. So if you have any sounds you want to hear, just send your name to Hawthorne, care of ABC, Hollywood.
Darling, brush those tears from your eyes.
And try to realize
what
that the ache in my heart is for you.
Oh me, oh my.
Brush those tears from your eyes. And now you realize that from now on I'll always be you.
Oh true, oh true.
Oh, I went away, but I didn't mean to stay. And I will regret it until my dying day.
All day.
Brush those tears from your eyes.
Woo.
And try to realize.
And try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that from now on I'll always be true.
Oh, true, oh, true.
Oh, I went away, but I didn't mean to stay.
Oh, stay.
And I will regret it.
Until when?
Until my dying day. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you. Darling, brush those tears from your eyes.
Was Johnny April singing with Ike Carpenter? By the way, Ike, did it take you long to learn to play the
two
piano?
Two times.
I would,
Two times two.
Ike, not now. Not.
Two times two Ike, is five.
Ike, just a second. I'd like to tell the Hoganites about your life story. You know, the success you've had and everything. Ike Carpenter was born in Durham, North Carolina, 24 years ago, and the piano class conducted in his...
Two times...
Ike, just a second, will you? I want to explain...
Six times...
Ike.
Two times...
Two is four.
Two times a half is...
Two times two, four.
Two times
two.
Four.
Four is six. Three.
Two times two...
Two.
Is...
22. I don't know.
Four is three?
Six. Three, yes. And the piano class conducted in his neighborhood had only one instrument for more than 30 students, and cardboard keys were used as substitutes, you see. Well, one day, his father, Mr. Carpenter...
Five times two is... Let's don't do arithmetic anymore today.
All right, Ike, let's not do it, huh? Well, one day, his father, Mr. Carpenter, tiptoed into Ike's room one evening to watch his
son... Do you want the dishes now?
No. Now, Mr. Carpenter tiptoed into Ike's room one evening to watch his son bang away at the cardboard keys like a young...
I went to Duke University.
Now, Ike, that doesn't come until later in the story. We haven't even gotten into grade school yet. Now, while finishing high school and putting himself through Duke University, where he majored in music, Ike taught the piano in public schools. And even...
Oh, I just ate myself silly when I was home last.
Ike.
I had black-eyed peas and cornbread and...
Brunswick stew. And
fried chicken.
Brunswick stew. Yeah, that's good. Yes. Upon leaving college, Ike was a concert pianist for a while, touring the country and meeting other musicians, band leaders, and directors, and signed recently by
RCA
Victor...
Am I too close to the mic?
No, you're just fine, Ike. Signed by Walt Hebner of RCA Victor Records, and the first venture on his own...
Am I too far back?
And Ike, look, you're pushing my... Wait a minute, Ike. Now, on the first venture on his own, Ike formed a band...
Can you hear?
Yes, Ike, you're swell. Now, Ike reluctantly broke up his band and headed west where he felt he could better...
Did you ever ride a roller coaster?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I meant to tell you.
What's that?
Anyway, they said that the only word that they thought my southern accent wasn't quite what it would be is talk. They said I say talk and not talk.
You say talk. T-A-W...
You're supposed to say talk and not talk.
Yeah, T-A-W-K.
Talk, I guess, is Boston style.
T-A-W...
How do you say... Say talk, Mr. H.
Talk, Mr. Carpenter.
Do you say talk?
Talk.
Or do you
yeah.
say talk?
Talk. Talk. It's T-O.
Well, which is right?
T-O-C-K is talk and T-A-W-K.
Talk is right?
Talk is right. Now, that's right. Now, Ike not only proved that point, but the fans in various... yes. Ike not only proved that point, but the fans and various authorities on music have seconded the motion. And the casino gardens and lots
and,
of...
talking about eating pie and stuff. I'd rather eat chicken, I think.
Yeah, well, that's great, Ike. Now, Ike... wait a minute. Paul's going to try it again. Watch out, Charlie. You're going to do it again.
Is there a child in your house? Is there a child next door? Perhaps you were a child yourself at one time. If so, you'll enjoy Uncle Hawthorne telling the story of the three bears.
There once were three bears who lived in a little cottage in the woods. Now, the father was a great, big, enormous bear. The mother was a medium, middle-sized...
When I was a little boy...
Jerome.
I'm 9 years old now.
Yeah, I know.
My name is Jerome.
Now, Jerome, I want you to listen. I'm going to tell you a nice little bedtime story, so don't interrupt me. Uh-huh. Now, the middle-sized bear and the baby was a little, wee, tiny bear. Let's take a walk before breakfast, said the little, wee, tiny bear one morning in a little, wee, tiny voice. Do you think we should? The mother asked the father in a medium, middle-sized voice.
When I went to the show... Saturday, there's no school.
Jerome. Oh, yes, said
the great, big, enormous bear in his great, big, enormous voice. Put the cereal on the table, and it will not be too hot when we come back.
But while they were gone, a little girl named Goldilocks came to...
I went to a picture show...
Jerome.
We sat down and saw the cowboys.
Jerome, listen, huh? She pushed open the door and walked into the house. Well, she said to herself, breakfast is ready, and I am hungry. And Father Bear's cereal was in a great, big, enormous bowl. And first she tasted that, but it was too hot. And Mother Bear...
And it was a picture.
Yes.
They were fighting all the time, and mm-hmm. he had a gun, and it was... And he was fighting, and he had a horse.
Ideas, Jerome. Just wait a minute, huh? Now, Mother Bear's cereal was in a medium, middle-sized bowl, and next Goldilocks tasted that, but it was too cold. Brr. And then she saw Baby Bear's cereal in a little, wee, tiny bowl. Now, it was just right. So Goldilocks blah, 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 ate it all up. My, it was good. Just the thing for a hungry little girl.
Yeah, and next, we eat popcorn.
Yes, Jerome. And next she tried out the chairs. Listen, Jerome. The great, big, enormous chair was too high. And the medium, middle-sized chair was too deep.
Do you want the dishes now?
No, not now. But the little, wee, tiny chair was just right. And Goldilocks was so pleased that she plopped up and down it until crack.
It was the white horse.
Broke the white horse.
And
or broke the chair.
They jumped on the horse and ran away somewhere.
Yes.
They were fighting?
They were fighting, I suppose.
They were fighting.
Yes. Goodness me, she said to herself. Look what I've done. I'll have to be more careful. But still, she wanted to know more about the house, so she went on upstairs.
And he went and got scared. The good man was fighting the bad man He was beating him up, and he hit him with a chair,
mm-hmm.
and the chair broke all over the floor, and I got scared, see?
Yeah. And there she saw the beds of the three bears, and feeling tired, she decided to take a little nap. And first she lay down on the great, big, enormous bed, but that was too hot.
Mister, am I bothering you?
And then she lay down on a medium, middle-sized bed, but that was too soft. No, Jerome. And finally, she tried the little, wee, tiny bed, and that was so comfortable that she fell sound asleep. And pretty soon, the bears came home for their...
Are you bothering me?
And the bears came home for breakfast, and what did they see? Spoons in their bowls instead of neatly beside them.
Somebody's been tasting my cereal, said Father Bear in his great, big, enormous...
Do you like me to talk? Do you like me to talk to you all like what... Yeah.
Well, Jerome, supposing we play the Hogan Twanger, huh?
Thank you. very hard time getting down here to the studio because, you see, my mother wouldn't let me go.
Dennis,
I just got home from Mr. Benny's house, you see.
Dennis,
usually have to run out to Mr. Benny's house in the morning, I usually have to be there about 6 o'clock. Wake him up. And, you know, it's pretty difficult to wake a man 39 years of age.
Yeah.
At least his kind of 39.
But
he's really wonderful after we get him... woken up after I wake him up. You know, Rochester and I, we kind of play a little game out in the lawn.
Oh, what's that?
Rochester says eeny, meeny, miny, and then I mow.
Yeah, well, let me give you a build-up, huh, Dennis? I can say one of America's greatest singers here, our very distinguished guest this evening.
After we get through on the lawn, I usually get out the super suds and do the laundry.
Well, swell, Dennis.
Not Mr. Benny's laundry, of course.
Who?
Somebody has to do Rochester's laundry.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But after that, then after we get through, we both go in and we watch Mr. Benny...
Eat breakfast?
His breakfast.
Yeah. I hear you do some very fine imitations, Dennis. Could you give us one of the Dutch accents? So, this is Dennis Day. Can you try...
How do you do?
Oh, no, that's Bert Gordon.
This is Dennis Day. This is Dennis Day speaking.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah.
And what are you doing here, Mr. Hawthorne?
Well, I've got
I listen to your program all the time, and I think it's very fun, yeah.
Hey, how about a nice Dutch imitation? Couldn't you do one of the...
All I've got to say now is that it's a great day we're having here.
Well, that's Irish.
And like me old pal Clancy says, we're just going to lower the boom.
Yeah, well, no more imitations. Tell me about your new baby. I hear you've just christened it. What name did you give your new baby?
This is Dennis Day there, and we're having a very happy time here with Mr. Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very fine fellow, and he verstaubt sich out and verschuppt sich out und verlauft die Spatten frei.
That's fine. Dennis, I see. Would you mind speaking up just a little louder, Dennis, the engineer?
I'd rather not do it because, you know, it kind of destroys it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to. That's up to the individual. You can if you want to. He can turn it up. Well, would you mind speaking a little plainer then? Just sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Who's your sponsor on this?
Well, we really haven't gotten one. ABC, you see, sponsors the program. They have it on over the.
ABC.
Well, yeah, it's nice network. I hear you recorded some new records for RCA. I'm on Victor now, you know. Ike and I have a nice contract over there. We had a real...
Of course, now he's moved to another network.
Ooh,
he's left the National Broadcasting Company, went over to the...
Go ahead.
Columbia Broadcasting Company, and here I am on... the American Broadcasting
Company.
System.
Their system, yeah. I'm sorry. Dennis, what's your favorite hobby? You like sports, football, or hockey?
And, of course, my sponsors on the program, the Colgate Palmolive Pete people, are really wonderful to me.
Well, good,
Are fine bosses. They're the ones who gave me the opportunity to have my own show and to earn a little extra money so I could afford the... Mm-hmm. Luxuries I've always wanted, like bread and shoes and a baby.
Oh, yeah, football, hockey. Well, that's good. How about your voice? Would you like to sing a song, maybe? Let me give you a...
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Yeah, well, let me try higher, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Well, that's not too good. Let's try it lower.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Ah!
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, Dennis, maybe we better not sing. How do you like our new program here? It's our first one on ABC, Coast to Coast. And I don't know. It seems as though we have a very nice...
I don't quite get it yet.
Well, the band plays, and I talk, you know. We have.
Do you want the dishes now?
No, not right now. A little bit later on. Dennis, how long have you been singing? When did you first start singing?
Well, I'd like to have my third show. Two shows now.
Oh, well, that's it. Dennis, what do you think about whales? Do you like whales, Dennis? Whales.
Oh, I think they're very nice.
I've seen
a few.
Yes, I've seen a few around. They're nice whales. Well, did you ever read the book Moby Dick? Do you like the book Moby Dick?
Well, some of the songs, one of the songs that I recorded recently for RCA Victor was Clancy Lowered the Boom.
Yeah.
An Irish song.
Well, that's good.
And another song I recorded just last week is Tara Talara Talara.
Could have had Roy Rogers.
It's a very beautiful lullaby, and it's backed up with a very fine Western-type song called Streets of Laredo.
Yeah, well, swell. Two times two, you know, or four, Dennis. Four, yeah.
Is,
Four. You can
five.
Well, Dennis, maybe...
Two and a half?
four, Dennis.
Three?
Keep away from Carpenter, will you?
A whale?
The whale, yeah. Do you think that they have a place in our civilization?
Six?
Not six. Nick Kenny has a...
Two times two. Four,
Dennis.
Six,
all right.
I got it.
Six, yes, six. As I said, now, this book, Moby Dick, I remember when I was a little tiny...
Yeah, would you sing... how about you singing a song, huh?
Well, all right. What would you like to hear?
Why don't you do Clancy Lower the Boom or Tara Talera, any of them.
Oh, all right, we'll do Tara Talera Talera or Boom, 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 Boom.
Don't hang around.
Just like a picture on the wall.
If you really don't love.
Say that you love me best of all.
Don't hang around.
Hop on a boat or take a train.
And break my heart.
Don't let me love you all in vain.
Don't look in my eyes.
You hypnotize.
And whisper in my ear.
I want to believe the words I hear.
Don't tell me sweet lies.
I'm going to be wise to your disguise.
If you're not sincere.
I'll wind up crying in my beer.
Don't hang around.
Just like a tomato on the vine.
If you really don't love.
See that you always will be mine.
Don't hang around.
Don't want to hear your double talk.
Unless you care.
Why don't you take yourself a walk?
I'd cry if I saw you go. Cause I love you so. But I want you to know you're not bound. If you don't love me.
Don't hang around.
Hey, what do you want the octopus?
By the piano.
Hey, what do you want the piano?
Next to Celeste, huh?
Hey, what do you want the Celeste?
Next to the octopus.
I don't quite get it yet.
Well, he just brought the things in here. I'll explain it to you, Dennis, right after we get off.
Hawthorne, did you give credit to the writers?
No.
This program was written. Did you give credit to the producer?
No.
This program was produced and came to you. Did you remember to say that portions of the program were transcribed?
No.
Did you tell them the music was by Carpenter's band?
No.
Did you tell the people your name was Hawthorne and that Spike Jones will be with you next week?
No.
His name is Hawthorne and Spike Jones will be with him next week. You want the dishes now?
Yeah, the dishes.
Dishes. The end of our program.